Welcome to another inspirational message from Gateway Life Church. We're so glad you've joined us and trust that this podcast will be a blessing to you.
I want to begin my message today by sharing with you a personal secret. I have something to tell you that I've actually never shared with anyone throughout the world. Yeah. So, are you ready? I've never shared this with anyone. And, I don't know if you can handle the truth right now. But I want to share with you a great secret. Are you ready? Yeah. Okay. Right. I'm Superman. I've been, you know, going through it in my mind, and I just wasn't sure how to put it. I wasn't sure how to put this, right? I thought, you just got to come out with it, you know. Just tell the people, you know, it's a safe place. It's a God-loving, serving place. I'm Superman. Yeah. Praise God. Yeah. Yeah, Lee said, take your glasses off, and it's the reason why I never take my glasses off, because if I did, you would know straight away. Because we all know that in the Superman movies, that, you know, that's the thing that, you know, separates people knowing who Clark Kent is and who Superman is. It's just one pair of glasses and basically a suit, right? Yeah. So it's okay, you know, for me to make such a claim. Amen. Amen. Like, it's okay for me to make that claim as long as you can prove that the claim is true. Yeah. So, you know, and many people make claims about who they are, but not everyone can prove it. The problem with me telling you that I'm Superman is that once I tell you, I need to then in some way demonstrate some power. Otherwise, how will you believe? How will you believe if I, on one hand, say I'm Superman, but then not demonstrate any kind of power? And faith in Christ works the same way. Faith in Christ needs to move from just a claim to a demonstration of power. And in order to have his power operating in and through our lives, we must first have his presence. In Exodus chapter 33, verses 15 and 16, we read, "Then Moses said to God, 'If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. For what else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth?'" What's going to really distinguish us between others throughout the world that God is with us if it is not, first of all, for his presence? And with his presence, as I've already said, is also his power. And we're looking at this subject of thanksgiving because I, as your pastor, I really want to help you to live a powerful Christian life that continually goes beyond just a claim. Because there's power in thanksgiving. And thanksgiving opens up another dimension over our lives. It opens up heaven. And this is how God's kingdom comes to earth as it is in heaven. In Psalm 100 verse 4, we read, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his holy name." I want to share something else with you right now, which I also believe will help you to become more empowered to go and help others. Because this is what it ought to be all about, yeah? We're here to do whatever we can to help you. To help you to what? Well, to help you to grow in your faith with Jesus. We want to help you to grow in your faith in Jesus Christ, so that you can become a better follower, so that you can become more Christ-like, but then so that you can go and help others. Isn't that what it's all about? Isn't that what we also call discipleship? You know, I don't know if you know necessarily the 12 steps to those who are, you know, recovering from, you know, some kind of addiction. But there's a, you know, we've all heard of Alcoholics Anonymous, right? We've heard about different kinds of, you know, places that you can go where you learn the 12 steps. I'm not going to go through the 12 steps right now, but what I am aware of is this, that someone who is recovering from some kind of addiction could master the first 11 steps of the 12, but if they miss out on the 12th step, it is very highly likely and possible that they will revert back to the old. And the 12th step, does anyone here know what the 12th step is? So the 12th step has everything to do with now going to help someone else with that which you have been helped with. You see, that's what it's all about. Have you got an issue? Praise God. It's not an issue for God. Have you got a messed up background, a messed up history? I say, praise God. You know, the greater the mess given to God, the greater the message. The greater the test given to God, the greater the testimony. You got a mess going on in your life right now? Praise God. God's writing a great story. Come on now. Come on now. You know, this is what great stories are made of. So you want to have a great story. You want to have a great testimony. You want to be able to really inspire people and help them to also believe and to also have great courage to face their past, to face their mountain, to climb it, to prove to others what actually can be done. You see, one of the reasons why you're encountering the mountain that you're encountering right now is so that, first of all, that God can get the glory and so that you can also prove to others what can be done. Come on. It's to prove to others what can be done. That's what it's all about. You want a great story? You want a great ministry? You got to go through something. You got to go through something. Oh, so you want to be used in ministry. You want to be able to inspire others. Wow, that is awesome. Wowee, wowee, wow. Yeah, 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 yeah. We've got people who desire a good thing. Then you've got to go through something. But you know what actually happens? So many people think to themselves, oh, I'm going through something. Maybe I shouldn't go to church today. Oh, I'm going through something. Gee, that's not good. It is good. It's most likely God if you're being obedient. And if you're not being obedient and you're putting yourself into some situations, then even then God can turn that around for good. Because he's awesome. He's so kind. He's so beautiful. He's so gracious to all of us. And so this is what great stories are made of. But I haven't told you the thing that I want to tell you. And the thing that I want to tell you, I'll actually begin again. I want to share something with you now, which I believe will really help you to become more empowered so that you can go and help others. And the thing that I want to tell you is this. It's not about intensity. It's about consistency. It's not about intensity. It's about consistency. And this is where a lot of people miss it. They start off well. Take a photo of the screen if that's what you want to do. This is where a lot of people miss it. They start off so enthusiastic. They start off so pumped. They get a clear vision for their next step. Yeah, I want to do this. I want to help people. So in order to do that, I'm going to do this. But they think that it's about intensity, but it's more about consistency. I'll give you an example. Ace, my very good friend and my personal trainer, I love him so much. I thank God for him. I want you to give him a big hand of encouragement. Why? Because we're an encouraging church, aren't we? When we go to the footy, we go nuts, don't we? Yeah. I go nuts anyway. But let me just say this, you know, for me, if I go more nuts about, you know, the football than I do about Jesus, there's an issue. Another subject for another time. Okay, so he would know this, that it's about consistency and that it's not about just intensity. Because someone could decide to go to the gym for the first time. And I think, you know what, they say to themselves, I've got a vision for this now. I'm going to really go for this. I know what I got to do. So they go to the gym, you know, for 9 hours in their first session. That's intensity. And so, but then they don't come out with the ideal body and they think to themselves, wow, well, that didn't work. Because they thought it was about intensity. And it's about consistency. Now, it's not about a 9-hour session. It's not even about a 3-hour session. It's about probably, I don't know, it could even be down to a 30-minute session, 45, 1 hour, I don't know, daily. I mean, what's the point? When was the time when Trina first fell in love with me? What was the time? Was it the first time we met? Let me tell you, it wasn't. It wasn't. We met on March 28, 1989 at precisely 12 p.m. That was when we met. And it wasn't love at first sight. So I wonder what the actual date was when you realized I'm in love with this man. I wonder when the time was when I was like, I'm in love with this woman. You see, it's not just about an intense date or an intense time. It's about consistency. Clearly, there was something in her heart that was unlocked that said because of consistently getting together and things like that, there was a time when she says, I love this man. As it was for me when I said, my gosh, this is the first time I've ever been in love with a woman. My first and only, the first time I've ever been in love. I can't tell you the date. But because of consistency, and I want to say to you, it's about being consistent, not just about being intense. That's how you grow. You want to grow? You've got to be consistent in coming to church. You've got to be consistent in being a part of a life group. You've got to be consistent about contributing to a team. You see, it's not about intensity. It's about consistency. I want to read to you right now from Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. And we read, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Be anxious for nothing. What is anxiety? Anxiety is the anticipation of negative feelings coming your way. Or it has to do with an uncertain outcome. If you're anxious right now, it's because you're anticipating something negative. And what you need to be aware of is that at this time, you're giving away too much power to that thought, to that emotion and to that perspective, which you ought to be giving to God. So it's just something good to be aware of. If you're anxious, it's because you're giving away too much power to that thought, to that name, to that person, to that feeling, to that opinion and to that perspective. And at the end of the day, we need to repent. If we call ourselves a follower of Jesus, we need to be aware that's not a good testimony to the Lord. Especially when we're the people who lift up our hands to Jesus and sing the songs and do the things. That's not to put condemnation on anyone. What I'm saying is simply a fact. We've got to repent, say, sorry, God, I'm looking at the wrong things, aren't I? I'm thinking about the wrong kinds of thoughts, aren't I? I'm magnifying the things of the earth instead of the things that are in heaven. All perspectives are simply views, which are either accurate or they're inaccurate. And just because we see something doesn't mean that what we're actually seeing is true, which I'll prove to you in just a few moments. But I want to ask you, are you right now viewing life from an earthly perspective or from a heavenly perspective, because they're two different points of view. You know, I really love flying. As you know, we've just come back from Africa and the Philippines. And, you know, if you missed the podcast from last Sunday, Pastor Barley and Paul and myself, we shared some stories. We couldn't possibly have shared all the stories because there's way too much to talk about. And but it'll all unfold over time. But I love flying. I really, really do, especially when I get the window seat. Like, that's the thing that I always go for. I love the window seat for two reasons. You get a good view. And when you want to go to sleep, you can just lean on the side, all right? So I love that. I just love that, okay? And but I love flying. And picture this. Imagine you're on the earth and you're looking up at a very, very tall building in the city. And Paul and I looked at a building there in Davao City, Philippines. And we looked down, we thought, oh my gosh, that is so high. But when you're flying, everything is so small. And the Bible tells us in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, it says, since then you, who's it talking to? You and I, have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. And when you've got that kind of heart and that kind of mind, when challenges come your way, you're not so much moved by what's happening on the earth because you're thinking, okay, God, what do I need to see that I currently can't see right now, right? And that's your first response instead of perhaps, you know, maybe becoming all anxious. There was a picture taken of Prince William that went viral around the world, as he lifted three fingers to the press to signify his three children. But before we go to the next screen, let's take a look now at what happens in the same location, in the same place, at the same time. But when we change our position, which also changes our perspective, because I'm talking about perspectives. Amongst other things, amen. So let's go to the next picture right now. Hey! Gosh, I'm glad we're all mature here. Yeah, I'm so glad that we can handle it. Yeah. So glad people aren't falling off their seats because they've never seen anything like that before. And so, perspective, yeah? Now, if you're someone who has a particular perspective, looking at that picture alone, you would say to yourself, why is Prince William giving somebody the bird? But your perspective would be inaccurate and not true because you haven't got a total perspective. You've just got one viewpoint. And so when we compare the two pictures now, what do we get? We get a holistic perspective. And so what I want to encourage you with is this, you know, just be sure that you get the whole picture before you form an opinion or make a judgment call on anything. Because you know what I've found? People who are very quick to make a judgment call and to call something that is negative is only giving everyone a picture of who they are and what they are. So this is what I've discovered. You know what I love and what I look for in leaders? I look for people who are solution-focused. I look for people who hear about a challenge. I look for people who hear about a problem and they say, what do you think we can do about it? How does it make you feel? What do you think the next step is? Everyone has a perspective, but it's about having the right perspective that brings about a right response. Often, the way that we view things are not actually how they are, but they're a reflection of how we are. And so, having the right perspective is so important, especially a heavenly one. Otherwise, we'll end up believing a lie, having a wrong opinion, and miss out on what God is doing even in the midst of a rocky road. Because thanksgiving causes us to have the right perspective to see that rocks on the road are not blocking the path. Rocks on the road are a part of the path. And they exist to teach us and to grow us from the inside out. I want to give someone the opportunity to respond to Jesus. But before I do, I want to ask you this. When was the last time you said thank you to God? You just sat down with a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, whatever, and you said, God, thank you for that. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. The things you've already done. Now, thank you for a great future. What about when was the last time you said thank you for the little things? You know, you only need to be thankful for the little things when you no longer have the little things. Thank you to your spouse. Thank you to your friend. Thank you to your church. Thank you to your boss, to your community, your family. Really, the simplest way to give thanks. Thanksgiving is giving thanks. You can't exercise thanksgiving without giving thanks. Thanksgiving in its simplest form is saying thank you. Open up heaven over your life by saying thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Deb. Thank you, Pete, for all that you do. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you, Trina. And I'm not saying that to, you know, that I thank you in private. I'm not saying this to look good, but thank you. I really would not know where I would be if I didn't know you, and if I'd never met you, I would have no idea. So thankful for you. You're beautiful. Sorry, I'll come back to the meeting now. It's really starting to lock eyes. And I was going to step off the platform and get a little closer. Thank you, Josh. Thank you, Kayla. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Emma. Thank you, Margie. Thank you, Lee. Thank you, Alyssa, for all that you do. Thank you to my team. Thank you to everyone listening to this podcast. Thank you to all of you for coming today. Thank you. It means a lot. It makes a difference. Imagine if everyone chose to give thanks to five people before you left today. So why don't you just do that right now? Why don't you just go and say thank you to someone? Just say thank you to someone. Just go and say thank you. Give them a high five. Say thank you for being here today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for making a good choice today. Why don't the team just go and say thank you? Our music team. Thank you. Thank you, Meg. Thank you, Richard. God bless you, man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to the nations. Thank you to the generations. Thank you. I thank God for the church that God builds. He calls every nation. He calls every generation. He calls people with from all different kinds of backgrounds. And he brings them into one family. And we are family. We are family. Have you got a colorful past? So have I. Welcome to my family. Welcome to the family of God. Have you got tattoos or you haven't got tattoos? Welcome to Gateway Life Church. Huh. Praise God. Praise God for it all. Praise God for it all. Praise God for it all. There is no longer Jew nor Greek. There's no longer Collingwood or Carlton supporters or Essendon supporters. That's not what really separates us. We're one in Christ. And that's why a big part of your mission is to do what you can to make a decision to love and serve the person on your left, to love and serve the person on your right, and to love and serve the person whom the Lord might put in front of you. That's what it's all about. Be empowered to go then and empower others. But right now, I want to give someone the opportunity to respond to Jesus. If you have never known in your life that you actually need to ask God for the forgiveness of your sins. You see, when we say sorry to God for our sins, God forgives us and He cleanses us on the inside. It's like having a refreshing shower and a washing and a cleansing on the inside. And that's the way that we get into heaven. It's the reason why Jesus came to die upon the cross. I said this earlier, I'll say it again. If you ever doubt that God cares for you, then remember the cross. And so today, if someone is either far from God, perhaps you made a decision, to follow Jesus, and for whatever reason you've strayed, or you've never made a decision to ask God to forgive you, I want to give you that opportunity today. The way that we're going to do that is I'm going to invite you to pray after me. And then, Ace, would you mind? I just want to just give me one of those. And then we want to give you a gift. This is a gift. In here are three resources, including the book itself. And I just want to give this to someone who prays this prayer today. And so if you just know that you need to pray this prayer, then I invite you to do so after me. Are you ready? So I'm going to pray. I'm going to say, Dear Father in heaven, and then you'll repeat after me. But whatever you do, pray it from your heart. Are you ready? Come on now. Don't miss this opportunity. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Dear Father in heaven, I come before you today and I ask you to forgive me of all my sins, cleanse me and make me whole. Now help me to be the person you've created me to be. In Jesus' name. Thank you that you love me and that you care about me. Amen. If you prayed that prayer from your heart, I believe that you're saved, which means your sins are forgiven and you're on your way to heaven. And now what we need to do is just do the best we can in learning more about God. Keep on coming to Gateway. We'll tell you more as time goes on. We've got some good things planned that are coming up. We'll announce those over time. But right now, if you prayed that prayer today and you meant it, I want you to, on the count of three, lift up your hand. I want to give you a gift. I want to give you a gift. And I'm going to pray for you. So on the count of three, one, if you prayed that prayer, lift up your hand. 1, 2, 3. Just lift your hand up and keep it up to my left. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, my brothers. In the middle, yes. In the middle, did you pray that prayer? If you did, don't be shy. Just lift up your hand if that's you. Lift up your hand if that's you. Just lift it right up. Just quickly, so don't be shy. This is family, amen. To my right. Anyone pray that prayer to my right? The right section is all saved. Praise God. Praise God, that's wonderful. But remember to pray for those who are not saved. Amen. Yeah, yeah. Keep praying. Keep praying. In the middle, I just want to give someone another moment. Just put your hand up if you prayed that prayer. Okay. Ace, can you please give those two good-looking African roosters over there? Just give them. Let's encourage them with a hand of encouragement. Yes. And brother, sister, is your hand up? Yes, just put your hand up. And at the back as well. That's wonderful. I want us to give them a hand as well. Come on, this is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. The most important thing that could ever take place today is the salvation of souls. Because if Jesus comes back in 5 minutes, it ain't going to be about what's happening tonight. It's going to be about what just happened. Amen? Okay, praise God. All right, let me pray. We're going to close in some praise. Father, I pray for those and thank you for those who responded today. And I also know and believe that others are on the journey. So, Lord, I pray that you would strengthen everyone's faith. And, Lord, may each one sense the love and the grace and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit as we go. Help us to continue to be a people who exercise thanksgiving, the giving of thanks. Help us to say thank you to someone. Help us to go and introduce ourselves to someone. And, Lord, we just thank you. Because all of this is happening because of you. And Lord, I thank you that what lies before us is greater than what's behind us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord a hand. Would you do that?
Thanks for listening to this week's message from Gateway Life Church. We hope you were equipped, encouraged, and empowered. To stay engaged or to learn more about us, please visit gatewaylifechurch.org.au. We hope to see you soon.